Here's what I do know about today. Today, you have and I have the opportunity to change. And that is something of incalculable worth, that I could move towards becoming the person that God wants me to be, that I could fill this moment with God's presence and value and care for other people and growth and development. That is possibility. And yet, I waste second by second, hour after hour, day after day, because I don't recognize how precious this is.
Hey, you probably noticed from the date in the corner that this was filmed a while back, but it was so good we wanted to bring it back to your attention. Let us know what you think in the comments. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel or head over to becomenew.com if you want more content like this. Now back to John.
We're learning together about character. And we're not to the end of it yet, but I do want to incorporate some time as we move towards the end of this so that we can think about, what do I do with this? How do I build this into my life? What kind of commitment might God be calling you to make when it comes to change and your character going forward? Because one of the great dangers is, Jeremy Taylor writes in a wonderful little book on holy living and dying, that for foolish people, they have this character. They throw away all the days of their life. Taylor writes about that, writes this: we spend time as if we had too much and knew not what to do with it. We fear everything like weak and silly mortals, and desire strangely and greedily as if we were immortal. We complain our life is short, and yet we throw away much of it and are weary of many of its parts. We complain the day is long, and the night is long, and we want company, and we seek out arts to drive the time away, screens, television, and then weep because it is gone too soon. Meanwhile, he says, the reality is that God sends us all these reminders. He lists a group of them on one page. That death is coming, that time is finite, that it's short. Gray hairs, rotten teeth, dim eyes, trembling joints, short breath, stiff limbs, wrinkled skin, short memory, decayed appetite. And in our day, we say, we can do something about that. You don't have to go through that. But Taylor reminds us what wise people have always known, that life is very, very short. And this was part of ancient Greek and Roman wisdom. They talk about memento mori, to remember that we're going to die, or the Buddhist practice of reflecting on the impermanence of all things. Or Becker's book, The Denial of Death, where he says the denial of death is the mainspring of human motivation. So what we're going to do today is an intervention called the deathbed test. And this is used now in psychological treatment, but it's a very, very ancient practice. And the purpose of this is not to be morbid, but to gain wisdom. So I want to invite you now to take a deep breath and to imagine that you have reached the end of your life and that you are lying on your deathbed. And again, in this moment, the purpose is not to try to conjure any particular kind of emotion. It's to gain perspective. So your life has reached its final day. There's no one with you now. This is just you reflecting on your life. I remember being present for the final breath that my dad took. Now that breath is coming for you. And the question is, as you look back on your one and only life, how would you complete this sentence? I wish I had spent more time. When you are facing the end of your life and you realize, like that character in Jesus' parable of the rich fool, you can imagine a big barn, big warehouse, and you place all of your possessions in it, and they just disappear. That car is gone. Those clothes are gone. That house or apartment, that's gone. That resume is gone. My character, The impact that I had on the lives of other people, that is what will last. And so I ask, earnestly seeking wisdom, because I'm still alive right now, but I ask from that moment, how would I finish this sentence? I wish that I had spent more time. And while you're reflecting, I want to read through once more the 24 virtues, the 24 character strengths. And as you listen to them, see, do any of these words speak to you? When you hear any of them, do you find yourself saying, I think this is what I want to spend more time on. I think this is what God would have me work on. Creativity. Curiosity. Judgment. Love of learning. Perspective. Bravery. Perseverance. Honesty. Zest. Love. Kindness. Social intelligence. Teamwork. Fairness. Leadership. Forgiveness. Humility. Prudence. Self-control. Awe and wonder. Hope. Gratitude. Humor. Spirituality. Take a moment now and think about how might I be called to finish this sentence. I wish I had spent more time giving thanks, maybe, or giving praise to God, or being generous with what I had, or cultivating deep friendships. Wish I had spent more time learning. Wish I had spent more time laughing. Wish I had spent more time being honest about this addiction and doing whatever it takes to get free of it. Wish I had spent more time forgiving. Wish I had spent more time loving and building into my children. Wish I had spent more time serving and volunteering. Wish I'd spent more time just giving wholehearted effort to my work or listening or repenting. Now, often in Scripture, people will make a vow to God about some area in their life where they know they need to change. With Zacchaeus, it was, I will pay back everybody that I've defrauded and become generous. With Ruth, it's a beautiful vow to Naomi. I will go with you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. With Jonathan, it's a vow of friendship that he makes to David. With David, it's a vow of sacrifice that he wants to give to God. Is there an area where God is calling you to make a commitment now? And we want to help each other do that because we're the fellowship of the withered hand. We don't do this on our own. We'll help each other. So you will have gotten, I think, a link. And if you want to fill out that sentence, I wish I had spent more time, or just identifying an area where you want to make a commitment. And if you want to post it so that we can all remind each other, none of us are in this alone. We're working on this together. Change is coming. Change is coming. You have today. I have today. The great illusion is I can do it tomorrow. I can do it next year. None of us knows that we have tomorrow. We do have this day to reflect on the fact that our life is finite, our life is short, but God is with us right now. I can use this day. Oh God, don't let it be wasted. Make it count. Make it count. I love you.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes from John Ortberg or become new. You can also head to our website, becomenew.com, where we have a bunch more resources you might be interested in, like free downloads, books, and a library of videos for you to explore, learning how to grow spiritually one day at a time. If you've got a prayer request, you can text it to us at 855-888-0444, and you'll receive a written response from someone on our team who will pray for you. You can also text the word become to that same number to receive text alerts whenever we drop a new video. Glad that you're here, and we'll catch you next time.